protecting the brain from lead. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Lead poisoning can wreak havoc on children's brains, but a new study in rats suggests that just keeping their minds active may help protect them. The study was led by Jay Schneider, a pathologist at the Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia. His team placed one group of rats in exciting environments with lots of toys, gadgets, and other rats to play with. Another group was put in isolated cages. Then half of each group was exposed to lead. After a while, the researchers tested the animals' learning and memory.
The animals that were in the enriched environment and were exposed to lead performed no differently than animals that were in the enriched environment and just drank plain water.
On the other hand, the rats that were raised in isolation and exposed to lead performed the worst. The results suggest that if children get enough mental stimulation, they may escape the worst effects of lead exposure. Dr. Schneider says that could especially help children in areas where lead is everywhere.
The fact of the matter is lead is in the environment, and lead is not going to leave the environment. So our only hope for helping these kids is to develop ways to mitigate the effects of the lead on their brain.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.